Moving past the cycle of violence in Afghanistan will be hard. Just look at Nigeria. Attacks by extremists and clashes between communities have killed thousands of people there and displaced millions of others. In the chaos, many Christians in Nigeria feel like targets. Here's the world's Halima Gikandi.
Pastor Luana Ndimi had welcomed his relatives to the town of Michika to celebrate the New Year's. His son-in-law told me they were discussing the pastor's possible retirement as a local leader with the Christian Association of Nigeria. But on January 2nd, the terrorist group Boko Haram raided the town, and Pastor Ndimi went missing.
These people have been doing good to me. They are filling me with all what I want to eat. They provide a nice place for me to sleep.
This proof-of-life video was released 3 days after Ndimi disappeared. The Boko Haram extremist group has been active in northern Nigeria for more than 10 years. It was that group that kidnapped Ndimi. And in the video, the pastor tells his family not to worry, to be patient, and to have faith.
I still believe that God, who made them to act in such a way, is still alive and will make all arrangements. By the grace of God, I will be together with my wife, my children, and all my colleagues.
Ndimi appealed to his fellow religious leaders to help secure his release. Bishop Stephen Demi Mamza is the chairman of the Christian Association of Nigeria for Adamawa State, where Michika is located.
We thought in the beginning that when that video was released, probably they were looking for ransom. They were looking for money. That was all we thought.
Bishop Mamza met with Ndimi's family, which had been receiving phone calls from Boko Haram. The bishop told them not to answer their phones and that he and his colleagues would handle negotiating with the kidnappers.
We had conversation with them. We discussed. We bargained with them for over a week, nearly 10 days, bargaining with them. In the beginning, they said they wanted 2 million euro.
Kidnapping people for ransom has been a common tactic for Boko Haram. But Mamza was optimistic that negotiations would be successful and that Ndimi would be released. Then came the worst possible news.
But later on again, they said they didn't want the money. They said no matter how much money we give them, they are not ready to collect the money. They are rather interested in killing him.
Mamza's colleagues tried to call the kidnappers, but they couldn't reach them. Days later, they got confirmation that Pastor Luana Ndimi had been executed.
It was really heartbreaking. It was unbelievable, you know.
The militant Islamist group Boko Haram has killed thousands of people of all faiths over the years. But for many Christians in northern Nigeria, the murder of Pastor Ndimi is the latest proof that they are being specifically targeted for their religion. In December, the U.S. State Department put Nigeria on its special watch list for countries violating religious freedoms. Bishop Mamza and other Christian leaders applauded the decision. I spoke about it with Tony Perkins. He's the chair of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. It's an independent group that monitors religious freedom and issues recommendations to the State Department.
When we look at Nigeria, we look at the government's tolerance of this social violence and discrimination based on religious identity as problematic, because they failed to prosecute crimes and provide justice for the various religious communities. So that is a failure to protect religious freedom.
The U.S. State Department listing is a warning to Nigeria. Religious freedom violations can lead to U.S. sanctions. The Religious Freedom Commission did not just single out violence against Christians. It accused the government of failing to stop all religious-based violence. It also criticized the Nigerian government and military's crackdown on a minority Shia Muslim group. Perkins says the Trump administration has made religious freedom a foreign policy priority.
This administration that's put such an emphasis on religious freedom internationally, they want to try to do the right thing.
Some leaders in Nigeria says it isn't fair to single out the country for not protecting religious freedoms. Nigeria is nearly split even between Christians and Muslims. President Muhammadu Buhari, who is Muslim himself, is calling on the public not to let Boko Haram and other terrorist groups divide the country. He suggests that the majority of Boko Haram's victims have been Muslim. But that point hasn't helped Buhari, who in the past has been accused of religious bias. Sani Suleiman is with the National Council of Muslim Youth. He also heads a conflict and peacebuilding program for Mercy Corps. Suleiman says it's a mistake to see the violence in northern Nigeria as being only about religion.
They are complex, and these issues have contributed in creating tension among the communities, creating suspicion, and also destroying good relationships that have existed between the communities for long.
Suleiman comes from Plateau State in north-central Nigeria, and the area has seen periodic episodes of intercommunal violence between predominantly Christian farmers and Muslim herders, as well as attacks by Boko Haram. Suleiman says a lot of that tension has nothing to do with religion. It's about land and resources. He says Nigerians should focus on the one thing they can agree on, that the government needs to do more to improve security for everyone. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi.